April 29th. When I left off, my BFFs and I were totally spazzing out over Mackenzie's letters. That girl has done a lot of horrible things, but this stunt was the worst. Not only were her prank letters going to hurt a lot of innocent students, but there was a chance we could end up expelled from school. By the time we met back at the library, we had less than 3 minutes to find all Mackenzie's letters and remove them before the newspaper published at 12:30 p.m. As Chloe and Zoe read over the printed copy of each letter and gave me details, I searched for it in my April 28th auto-published file and quickly deleted it. We were so stressed out. We were sweating bullets. I was typing as fast as my little fingers would go. The good news was that we'd finally made it down to the last two letters. But the bad news was that we had less than 30 seconds to find and delete them. The situation was hopeless. That's when Chloe said, "Remember, Nikki, if you fail, Brandon and this entire school could be reading your diary next week. So stay focused." "Thank you for reminding me, Chloe, but now I feel like throwing up," I muttered. Zoe did a countdown like she was mission control for a NASA rocket launch. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we have publication of Miss Know-It-All. Then my BFFs waited anxiously for me to tell them the fate of those last two letters. I sighed and gave them my saddest puppy dog eyes, and their faces fell in disappointment. It was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. Then I screamed, "We did it!" And my BFFs went bananas. Squee! Yes! Somehow, we'd managed to delete all of Mackenzie's letters seconds before the column posted. We were so happy, we did a group hug. I was super surprised when I got a text. "Chloe and Zoe just crashed the newspaper office and ran off with a folder from your mailbox. Is everything okay? BTW, does Chloe have braces?" It was from Brandon. And since he was actually texting me for the first time in weeks, it appeared he wasn't mad at me anymore. Squee! I was still pretty ticked off at Mackenzie for torturing Chloe like that. So I replied, "Everything's fine. And yes, Chloe has braces. But before Mackenzie left, she traumatized the poor girl by cruelly teasing her." I was super surprised when minutes later, Brandon rushed into the library with a photo. He said it was a little present for Chloe that he hoped would make her feel better. OMG, apparently Mackenzie's perfect pearly whites hadn't always been so, perfect. Sixth grade photo of Mackenzie with braces. Why would Mackenzie say all those nasty things about me wearing braces when she had them too? Chloe exclaimed. Go figure. Probably because people who go out of their way to make others feel miserable are super insecure and miserable themselves, Zoe explained. Chloe and I agreed. Soon the bell rang, signaling that lunch was ending and classes would be starting in 5 minutes. We couldn't resist gossiping about Mackenzie's braces as we gathered up our stuff. Nikki, can we talk for a minute? Brandon asked, and kind of blushed. I couldn't believe that Chloe and Zoe were clowning around and making kissy faces behind Brandon's back. They are so immature. I was going to die of embarrassment if he turned around and caught them doing that. As soon as Chloe and Zoe left, Brandon pulled up a chair, but I was so nervous that I totally forgot to sit in a chair. Instead, I plopped my behind right on top of the table like an idiot and stared right into his beautiful brown eyes. Brandon nervously brushed his shaggy bangs out of his eyes and then gave me a big smile. Of course, I blushed and smiled at him. Then he blushed and smiled back at me. All of this blushing and smiling went on, like, forever. Actually, I just wanted to thank you for helping me out with that, banana peel situation yesterday. And I wanted to apologize for not accepting your, apology. Well, I owe you an apology for not accepting your apology, too. I gushed and batted my eyelashes at him, all flirty-like. I meant everything I said in my letter, Nikki. Really? Well, I'm really glad you wrote it. Even though it got stolen by a crazy drama queen and went missing for 3 days. I blushed. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you alone because I'm thinking about asking this very special girl to hang out with me. But after everything that has happened, I'm really worried that she might say no. What do you think? Okay, that's when I got really ticked off and thought, why is this dude even bothering to talk to me if he is crushing on some other girl? Hey, what am I? Chopped liver? And then he has the nerve to ask me for advice on his love life? Like, who does that? I couldn't help wondering if the girl was Mackenzie. Brandon probably thought she was super cool now that she went to that really fancy school. Brandon, if she likes you, why would she say no? I asked quietly. Not that I really cared. Then he brushed his bangs out of his eyes and shot me a megawatt smile. But personally, I didn't see what was so ding-dang funny. So, Nikki, would you like to hang out after school on Wednesday? He asked, staring right into the murky depths of my tortured soul. OMG, when he asked me that, I was super shocked and surprised. And happy! Scooby! Of course I said yes. The whole thing was so romantic. That's when I noticed my BFFs were standing right outside the door with their faces pressed against the window, shamelessly spying on Brandon and me. The good news is that it looks like Brandon and I are finally friends again. Scooby! And thanks to my BFFs, I managed to thwart yet another one of Mackenzie's evil, twisted, diabolical plans. Even though Mackenzie has been gone for almost a week, she has somehow managed to create more drama in my life than when she was physically present at WCD. Thank goodness everything worked out just fine with my BFFs, my crush, and my advice column. Starting today, I plan to start living a happy, stress-free, drama-free, Mackenzie-free life.